So, but the same thing is, if you can get a house, and maybe you don't have any money, or maybe you have a niche, but you can still get a house,
right,
you're still the winner over paying rent.
Exactly. That's right. And so compared to renting,
higher,
it
a
is.
A point higher is what now, 4 or 5%?
Yeah. So it's still good. Yeah, exactly. It's still good. But we're seeing more and more of those than what we've ever seen. But I'll tell you, several people have came in, and like Gretchen had one yesterday, and we were going to go under a bond with him till we talked with him. Ended up that he could come up with his down payment, and so we switched him over to FHA. So we'll tell you what's better for you, okay? We'll show you the numbers, and if one way works better for you, we'll tell you that's better. Well, or USDA, okay? When was the last time you did a USDA?
Never.
Okay, I just did one in Eden recently. Yeah, they took forever.
They're hard.
It was not because of the fact it was USDA, because it was a short sale and it was a mess, but not because it was USDA. But USDA's gotten better. So if you have a house that's outside the city limits and it qualifies for a USDA, you might look at that. We got programs. If you don't have money, we still got some programs. You got to have good credit.
And I know we kind of disagree on this, but I still think the best program one is if you have it, you put 20% down and you get a 15-year loan.
Yes, and we never see that.
You did it with me.
Yes, but very seldom do we. That's only after you've bought 100 houses. Then you put 20% down and you go 15
but
years.
If you can,
you just don't, if you can,
that's the,
yes.
To be the best.
Or if you're our age, you're our age, 15 years, I actually went 10 because of my age. Is that
she's older than me.
Yes, about 6 months. You can actually... Yes, if you can go 15 years, that's awesome. But I do very few 15 years. Most everything
and
I do is 30.
And the rates are usually better on 15 year too.
Yes, usually about a half a point.
But let's do a lot of them. So this is one of the seminars we did a long, long time ago. Realistically, if you go 30 years, which is most people are going to do that because the payment is reasonable. But here's a trick, and it'll be real close, and we can show you that. We're going to do this seminar, though. We just need to commit to it.
Yeah.
We need to do it. Is you do a 30-year loan. Jeremy, you did a 30-year loan. You pay, instead of 12 payments, if let's say your payment's $1,000, taxes, insurance, principal, interest, everything, make that same payment one extra time that year, okay? So you'll make 13 payments instead of 12, and make darn sure you say to apply to principal or they don't put it in your escrow account. That takes it down to about 18 years, from 30 to 18, that one extra payment a year.
There
you go. You're looking at me like...
Well, it's a little different nowadays.
Not much, though.
Not much, though. But is that the smartest thing? You betcha. I mean, I'm always telling people, prepay. Well, our new little loan estimates, we actually show on there, if you don't prepay, how much you're paying us. Oh, my gosh. Like over a 30-year loan, your 70% or so of your money is going to interest. So prepay, even if it's $100 a month, even if it's $50 a month, prepay. Well, what are you looking at?
Thinking about, you just checking my math real quick, and you know what, I was exactly right, by the way. I can't spell. I've told people that. So I still think cat should be K-A-T. But numbers are, still.
But people really do need to think about it. Even if you're young, that's one meal out.
Especially if you're
is
young.
Is to pay the money down. Yeah. But a lot of times young people don't think of the fact, I don't care, I'm not going to stay there anyway. But when you get ready to sell it and you have more equity, you're going to get more money. It's a much positive thing.
Well, and because here's what gets people. I'm going to tell you this. On a 30-year loan, your first 3 years, you're going to go, well, that's... My balance hasn't changed hardly any because most of it's all interest. The good news is you've been writing that interest off by the government.
That's right.
In fact, we'll do the seminar, but here's what we're going to do. What we'll do is we'll show you on the 30 years versus renting, okay, how much difference it is, because you're going to pay, either you're going to pay the government taxes or you're going to pay on your house.
Yes.
The cool thing about home ownership in anywhere, San Angeles, just here, is the government allows you to deduct that interest.
Right.
So you don't have to pay the government. You get to pay on your house.
Right.
Which is a huge amount of money, and especially because you've got to, unless you live under a bridge, you know, you got to live somewhere. So you're either going to buy a house or you're going to rent a house.
Are you going to live with your parents?
Or you're going to buy a house or you're going to rent a house.
Yeah. That's so, right. But it's a much smarter thing to do. Yeah, and we're seeing more and more and more first-time homebuyers, too, than what we've seen, you know, is people are wanting
are so
to buy
low.
Houses. That's exactly
okay,
right.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to keep talking. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. And you know, one thing, let's talk a little bit more about what we said, but the deductions, the money you can save. I get excited because I'm a numbers guy.
Yes.
Love the numbers. And folks, I'm going to tell you, even if you're not interested in it, I'd be happy to give me a call and sit down and I'll show you because I like doing it. I enjoy doing it. But when you look at it and you make it work in your advantage instead of against you, because me included, we charge something on a credit card. Unless you pay it off that month, and that's my goal, pay it off every month. Well, so much you just can't.
Right.
Then it's working against you.
That's right.
But if you can do this, and we can show you some tricks, and we're not talking a little money. We're talking a $100,000 house. We're talking thousands of dollars that you're going to save. Thousands.
So Tens of thousands.
Yeah, over a long period of time.
Yeah. No, you know, that's smart.
Before we get to our last bit, rent houses.
Yes.
Here's my prediction, okay? For the first time, I'm going to start changing a little bit. You know, the rent market went skyrocketing through the roof. You couldn't find a rent house. Then everybody moved. A lot of old people moved. Oh, my God, so many rent houses. Then all of a sudden, they kind of filled back up a little bit. Now you're starting to see quite a few rent houses.
Do you know what the vacancy factor is?
I don't have it, but I know.
I'm curious of that and the hotels.
The hotels is about 56% is what I was told.
Because yeah. That, I think, those are the areas I think the old people hurt worse than us.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm thinking, enough to where I'm basically applying for a loan, okay? You'll hear this. I think a lot of these people that had these rent houses say, man, it's been vacant for 3 or 4 months. I'm going to go ahead and sell it because they're still around $100,000, $150,000 or $80,000. They're good homes. They're good houses. I think there's going to be some buys right there.
Maybe.
And people that buy them and can hold on a little bit, fix them up, it's coming back. It goes in cycles. It's going to come back. You're going to have some opportunity. And Mark Dotzer, who we had on the radio show, chief economist at Texas A&M, he said, the best investment you can do is buy the house next door to you.
That's true.
Real estate. Rates are low, you know, especially if you can lock it in. Like I know you got one for me, 5-year lock-in, which is plenty good.
Right.
You can figure out what you're going to do in that time period. And you're going to make some money.
Yeah. No, I'm all about that. I wish I could have bought the house beside me. But they zoned it commercial, and then the people in Dallas or Austin, wherever they were, they came and bulldozed it down last week. So I have a vacant lot looking onto the highway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we're in the process of today putting up an 8-foot fence. So if you can buy the house beside you, you're picking your own neighbors.
Yeah.
I mean, that'll help your house tremendously.
And when he said buy next to you, he means in your neighborhood.
Exactly. Buy your neighbors.
And I'm going to tell you this, and you know this for a fact. Sometimes you go out of your expertise, like you buy an El Dorado or you buy somewhere you don't know anything about their market or different towns. Be careful on that.
Right.